Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are happy to bring to you information about our co-creator, Markel Green. This edition of this particular show, we would like to proudly announce that Markel has been featured in The Invention, the magazine of Thomas Edison State College. He's in the fall 2015 edition, and he's in the applause section, which is a section dedicated to alumni and students to give information about each class member, their family, their coworkers, as far as anything pertaining to collaborative efforts. And so this particular invention magazine, which is the Thomas Edison State College magazine, which is my alumni program, and it's 101 West State Street in Trenton, New Jersey, and that's the college's location, and we like to give that information sometimes for all of those who know about their ambassadors program. To be an ambassador, you go to places and or the blogs or internet sites, and you speak a good word about your, about your alma mater or about your particular alumni section. So what we had done for Markel is we decided to feature his graduation as a milestone for the show, and also a milestone for my son, and also a milestone for our publications, which where he was featured on the publication as a prominent person, and he also was a part of the venue landmarks edition of our book, and also A Theory of Jewels. So like we said yesterday, we would like to make that was the most important expensive book that we have created to date, because it included so many venues and landmarks, and it also included Kel's graduation, and it also included A Theory of Jewels. So we have our Theory of Jewels Landmarks edition, which also features Markel at his landmark. That was a contributing collaborative effort for us at the Ocean Grove a venue, which is a complex for graduation churches, picnics. It's just two blocks from the beach, and it's a beautiful venue, and it's a world class. And he was invited me, so I did a dress and go up to the occasion. I had a wonderful day watching the graduates go around, from fitting hats and fitting their robes, and to getting set up and getting lined up, and then going into the auditorium. I waited at the door with them. I didn't take my seat and wait for everything. I was a part of the process by just walking in, chatting with the different people, spread about the venue, hugging and shaking hands, snapshot pictures, bringing in presents, and tying balloons to the stair post, and just getting an overall look at the venue and staying with the graduates, smiling, being happy, and having a wonderful day. It was all genuine, and I truly enjoyed that. So for that particular feature, that is why we also include landmarks, because we had a lot to say about this particular edition. My name is Tammy Joyner. You're here at A Theory of Parenting, and we are congratulating Markel once again for his graduation. He's featured on our new book, which is A Theory of Jewels with a landmark condition, and we had that featured in our Inventions magazine for Thomas Edison. We have a few updates for you. You are welcome to go to our particular site and look up the quote that was written, but it was also a dedication to our 3 years of service at Blog Talk Radio, at the Area of Parenting. He's also the co-creator. So with that, we also included that in our blurb here at the Inventions magazine. And we also, that was my contribution as well, 3 years of service for the show. And we wanted to just cite everything that we could in the blog. So we have a chance to do that with the blog and with the Inventions magazine. So if you get a chance to pick up the magazine, if you're down at Thomas Edison, or if you're one of the alumni or some of our family representatives for, we don't have representatives of our family, but as Markel can represent the family and get a few additional editions from the college, or he can ask me and we'll get a few editions if you wanted to that right from the magazine. So that is the show today. Congratulations again, Markel. And we plan even more. We have our new book for this particular March, which is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you who we won't see and all of you who will see on Thanksgiving Day. We want to go ahead and say Happy Thanksgiving because this is Turkey Month. So we enjoy that, and we're involved in that, and hopefully we'll have a wonderful day as far as Thanksgiving is concerned. And our book for this particular month is A Theory of Music. We've been talking about our theory of music for a long time, and we've been introducing that. So that's our book for this particular month, The Theory of Music. You see it on Amazon or on Blog Talk Radio. We did some updates. We've still been doing our theory of jewels. It also means that we collect jewelry, but we also share with our family members, and we've been doing well with that this particular month. We found some information on tips for teens, and I wanted to give you a little update on that. This is about tobacco, choosing to smoke or not to smoke. Sometimes we find out that in the type of habitual type situation, if your family smokes, sometimes you find out that, you know, their kids are smoking. But before you take the risk, we have this paper here that we found on www.health.org. Before you take that risk, you should know the laws. And the laws say that if you're under 18, you shouldn't buy cigarettes, smokeless tobacco, or tobacco-related products. Okay, and it also says stay informed about the problems in addiction efforts, symptoms, and withdrawal of having smoked cigarettes. Learn how you control yourself, because sometimes the addiction is hard to control. Keep an edge. The poison in a cigarette can affect your appearance. Smoking can dry your skin and cause wrinkles. Some researchers even relate smoking to premature gray hair and hair loss. Be aware it can be hard to play sports if you're a tobacco smoker. Smokers causes shortness of breath and dizziness. Sometimes chewing tobacco can cause dehydration. Think of others. Smoking puts the health of your friends and your family at risk, and babies and adults, the elderly. Approximately 3,000 non-smokers die of lung cancer each year from breathing other people's smoke. So secondhand smoke is still a problem. Get the facts. Each day, more than 3,000 people under 18 become regular smokers. So not even one. You don't even want to take one regularly, but, you know, it cause other people to call you a smoker, and, you know, then side effects and all types of situations can happen. Look around you. Even though a lot of teens use tobacco, don't do it. According to a 1998 study, less than 20% of teens are regular smokers. Don't grow the statistic. Try to beat statistics by being better. So we wanted to bring you that effort today, because I know some of them are, some students are graduating school or graduated last year or going back to school or been smoking for a while. But we didn't want you to think that we didn't have our own position on cigarettes. And so we wanted to let you know that this is information, and there's tips for teens everywhere, online, at publications at the library. I believe I picked this one up at the Asbury Park Library in Asbury Park, New Jersey. I went in the other day for to use the computer. I was in the area. I wanted to take some pictures to the shorefront in Asbury, which is something I'll probably have a chance to do in a few days. And I found out that you know, they had this publication there, and they're interested, and so are we. So that's our time for this particular show. Until next time.